You're listening to SBS News.
To the cricket, and England has ended its 44-year wait for its first one-day World Cup title by beating a gutsy New Zealand in a remarkable final at Lord's in London. The match was tied after regular play and a super over, and the two sides were only split by a count of how many boundaries each had scored. Chasing 242 for victory, Ben Stokes' 84 not out helped the hosts tie the contest, forcing the super over, where more excitement unfolded. Joss Butler and Stokes took 15 runs off Trent Bolt's over without losing their wickets, but New Zealand's James Neesham and Martin Guptill also scored 15 runs off Jofra Archer's over, meaning England won on account of how many fours and sixes each side had scored during the match. Here's how Fox Sports saw the final moments.
This is the moment. It's Archer to Guptill. 2-1. Guptill's going to push for two. They've got to go. Throw's got to go to the keeper's end. He's got it. England have won the World Cup by the barest of margins. Of all margins, absolute ecstasy for England, agony for New Zealand.
At Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic has won his fifth men's singles title, beating Roger Federer in an epic five-set final. In a captivating 4-hour, 57-minute final of fluctuating fortunes, Djokovic denied Federer 7-6, 1-6, 7-6, 4-6, 12-10 to retain the title he won last year. Following a rule change introduced only this year, the final set, which stretched more than 2 hours alone, was the first ever decided in a tiebreaker after games were locked at 12-all. 37-year-old Federer narrowly failed to become the oldest man to win Wimbledon.
It was a great match. It was long. It had everything. I had my chances, so did he. And I thought we played some great tennis. So in a way, I have to be very happy with my performance as well. But Novak, it's great. Congratulations, man. That was crazy. Well done.
Earlier, tennis lovers were focused on the women's final at Wimbledon across the city. Romania's Simona Halep didn't keep Australian tennis fans up too late, however, as she ended Serena Williams' attempt to win a record-equalling 24 Grand Slam singles titles. With the clock ticking just past midnight, she completed a dominant straight sets victory.
In a hurry here, Romania has never had a Wimbledon singles champion, Halep, with championship points. Yeah. Simona Halep is the Wimbledon champion. She has stunned the centre court.
After the one-sided 6-2, 6-2 victory, Halep said she had to keep playing hard the entire match or risk letting the American former world number one back into the final.
I knew that I have to be aggressive and being 100% for every ball because she's so powerful and so strong. She knows how to manage every moment. So I knew that I have to stay there, which I did pretty well today. I'm very sure that was the best match of my life. Also on grass against her is never easy. So I'm really proud of my game of today and the whole tournament.
For Williams, the disappointment of defeat was clear, but she was accepting of the fact that Halep was a worthy winner on the day.
I think for me, any loss is not easy per se, but you know, like I said on the court, when someone plays lights out, there's really not much you can do. I mean, you just have to understand that that was their day today. I just think that I just have to just keep going, and keep trying and keep working and just keep moving forward.
There was good news for Australian tennis fans with Dylan Alcott winning the inaugural quad wheelchair singles title. The world number one Alcott thrashed Britain's third seed Andy Lapthorne and couldn't hide his excitement after the win.
Thank you so much, Lars, as I said, to the All England Club. I really appreciate you having me here. I don't know who I have to talk to get a membership, but you let me know. And now that I'm a champion, I can't wait to get in that locker room downstairs. Is that right? Yes, me and Roger. Woo! So there you go. I love you very much.
The win follows Alcott's victory alongside Lapthorne in Saturday's quad wheelchair doubles competition. At the Netball World Cup, Australia will look to make it 3 wins from 3 to start their title defence in England when they take on Sri Lanka. The Diamonds had easy wins against Northern Ireland and Zimbabwe to open their campaign by a combined total of 161 goals to 61. Captain Caitlin Bassett has scored 82 of those goals, and despite the straightforward victories, she's happy to have linked up well with her teammates.
Warming up there, I'm definitely sweaty. No, it was great. Had some great feeding from, obviously, Paige Hadley out there, as well as Kelsey Brown and Lizzie Watson. So nice to get different feeder styles that I don't get back at home very often.
Also starting the tournament well have been the host nation England and Jamaica, with both nations winning their first two matches, while New Zealand has gone one better, having won its first three games. The Tour de France yellow jersey has changed hands with Julien Alaphilippe returning to the top of the leaderboard on Sunday. The Frenchman replaced overnight leader Giulio Ciccone and opened up a 23-second advantage. It means he'll wear the famous yellow jersey on Stage 9 on France's National Day, Bastille Day. But according to Michael Tomalaris, the performance of Belgian breakaway specialist Thomas de Gendt to win Stage 8 was one of the great rides the famous race has witnessed.
It was a day that had everything but dominated by one rider. To lead from the start, form part of a breakaway, complete a 200-kilometre journey and arrive at the finish unchallenged was a classy display of panache from Thomas de Gendt.
And of course, there was all the usual NRL and AFL matches this weekend. In the AFL, it was a bad weekend for the Sydney teams, with both the Swans and the Giants suffering damaging defeats. The Swans' already slim final hopes have become even fainter after a shock home loss to Carlton, and Richmond handed the GWS Giants a 27-point defeat to move into the top four, while GWS was bumped down to sixth. Geelong stayed 8 points clear at the top of the ladder with victory over St Kilda. And in the NRL, history was made when Melbourne Storm captain Cameron Smith played his 400th game in the competition, becoming the first player to reach that mark. His top-of-the-table team thrashed the Cronulla Sharks 40 points to 16. After the game, Smith, who kicked 16 points as the Storm moved 3 wins clear of the chasing pack, spoke to the crowd.
Every teammate that I played with, I think I played with 157 Melbourne Storm players. So I thank you so much for your friendship, the hard work and dedication that you've given this jersey for such a long time. Without you guys, I probably wouldn't have got to 400 at all. So I want to say thank you so much.
And finally, in football news, Manchester United defeated Perth Glory in a thrilling exhibition match in Western Australia. Held in the first half, United introduced 11 new players after the break, Paul Pogba and Marcus Rashford teaming up for a magical moment to break the impasse. Here's how Channel 7 described the moment.
Rashford, also at the World Cup with England. Perth trying to play out with some composure, but they lose possession. Rashford on the turn! What a finish, Marcus Rashford. In a blink of an eye, Manchester United go ahead.
United added a second just after the end of regular time as James Garner picked up a loose ball to score. Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.